live through BBS Radio. Good evening, another episode, 1 hour call, conference call, simulcast for this show. If you have questions, we have answers where Terry Brown and Sedona will be answered questions by Winfrey in Sedona, and she goes in the, I guess it's a trance, and will answer those questions. She's the conduit for the Ra group and Elohim group, and we will see what will happen tonight, what kind of questions we got. There's another caller here. Welcome. Please say name and location.
Dharmananda, Boulder Creek.
Dharmananda, good evening to you, my friend. How are you?
Good, how are you?
Good. Feeling well? You still feel profit from your Kimberly session?
Yeah, but I still have joint problems, you know?
Uh-huh, yes.
My back and my neck and my hips and my knee.
Yes.
Did you see the video?
I have not seen your video. No, I saw the picture. I did not see your video.
Oh, well, you should go on her website and look at it if you'd like to see it.
All right.
Yeah. It's the 29th of April.
What's that?
I think it's 29th of April.
Okay.
That happened. Yeah.
29th of April. That's when she posted it, April 29th?
Yeah. Yeah, that's when it's posted. That's when I went. Let me see if I can find it. It might be under videos. Let me see.
Uh-huh. Welcome to the next person here. Thank you for being here. Please say your name and location.
Hi, this is Cecil, the C6C Serpent from Sun Sandy, Seattle.
All right, Cecil, welcome. How are you doing?
Okay.
All right. Thank you for being here.
We've got quite a few on the call so far?
No, it is, I do not know how many are listening in through BBS, but it is myself and Dharmananda, uh-huh. And here is else. Two more people. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Hi, it's Jane. Everyone, it's Prudy.
I hear two ladies' voices. It's Prudy from Nashville.
And Jane.
Yes.
Yeah.
Hi, Jane. Hi, Prudy.
Welcome. Hi, and another person, Jane, welcome to you. Please say your name and location.
Yes. Hi, John Munter in northern Minnesota.
Hello, John. Welcome.
Thank you.
Hi, John.
Thank you for being here. In case you didn't know it, you can submit a question per email to questions@intelligent-infinity.com. Questions@intelligent-infinity.com. And I welcome all those that are listening in online through BBS Radio. Thank you for participating. Welcome to the Wednesday evening call. Please say name and location.
Yeah, hi, this is Sharon from Missouri.
Hello, Sharon. Welcome to the call.
Thank you.
And more people tuned in. Welcome. Location. One at a time.
Brian from Michigan.
Hey, Brian. Welcome.
Thank you.
Who else joined in? Please say name and location.
Hi, Terry from Dallas.
Hello, Teddy. Good evening to you.
Hi, good evening.
And more have joined in. We welcome. Want to please say name and location?
Michelle in Cambridge.
Michelle, good evening to you.
Hi, hi.
Good to have you.
Thank you.
And who else joined in? Please say name and location.
This is Roger in Austin.
I hear Terry in Sedona and Roger in Austin. Welcome to you both.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Anyone else? Please say name and location if you want to.
Hi, it's Susan in Virginia.
Hello, Susan. Good evening to you. Welcome.
Hi, hi.
Say hi to Phyllis for me.
I swear it sounds like you're saying Phyllis.
Phyllis.
You've got a great accent.
All right, and I welcome those people that are listening in online through BBS Radio. Thank you for being here. I'm very glad that you are here, Terry Brown.
Thank you.
All right.
We need win, right?
We don't necessarily need win. We need you. Yeah, no, it would be great to have win. Another person, and then welcome to you. Please say my location.
Hi, down in Northern Ohio. Hi, Heiss. Hi, everybody.
Hello, Ohio man. Welcome to the call.
Thanks.
Hi, Don.
Hi.
Hi, Don.
Hi.
Hi, Don. Hi. The Don.
Terry, do you know about when his whereabouts?
Let me go track him down.
All right.
Tell him we need him.
Okay.
We could get by without him, but they make a good team.
Yeah, I think so, too. I think we're blessed, man, to have this this going with a conference call that is very meaningful and has totally changed my life to know what we know right now and keep on getting to know more and more. It's quite amazing.
Yeah, I always think, what are they going to say next, you know?
Yeah. And really, your Sunday morning sessions are so awesome too, Terry.
Mm-hmm.
I hope it's not taking too much out of you,
well,
physically.
When it goes too long, it does.
Because, you know, take good care of yourself, Terry, please.
Thank you. Hold on.
Welcome to the conference call. Please say your name and location. But only if you want to. We welcome you.
Right here.
All right. Thank you, Terry. And somebody else joined in. Welcome. Please say your name and location.
Positive greetings from Sedona, hi.
Hello, Raiden. Positive greetings to you. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for being here.
I'm glad you're here as well. So thank you for thinking.
It took twice to get in.
All right. Yeah, I want to suggest to Win that came to mind to put those alternative phone numbers in case you can get in. There are alternative phone numbers you can get in to free conferencing, and then you dial the regular phone number, and then you don't have a problem. And we should advertise those at the at the conference schedule online, so people have
easier. I'm using that method, and that's the only way I can get in. About
you know,
last week and a half.
For me, two periods where I had to use every time that alternative phone number, and it lasted maybe a couple of weeks, and then I could go back to the regular way.
I'll keep trying that.
All right.
The negative giving you a bad time.
Whatever
it is. Well, I didn't get that was called in the freeconferencing.com customer service, and we did some troubleshooting. I know a phone expert, and he says it's definitely their side, but it's free, so you're probably not going to get any
exactly.
Fix,
I've done the same thing. They also tried to troubleshoot it, and they say it has something to do with the phone lines, with the phone company or whatever, but...
Yeah,
all right. Good evening to the next gentleman.
I'm not really here.
You're not really here?
No.
You can't
You're
hide.
Invisible.
I hear you. And another person came in. Welcome. Please say your name and location. If you want to. We welcome you. So, Wynn, do you want to do the job, though, tonight on this call?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Why not?
Because you say you're not really here.
Hmm.
No. I'm just trying to be invisible.
I'm trying to be in this realm, but not of it.
But at this point, you're invisible to me.
Good luck.
I don't see you.
I'm just compiling the questions. I was sleeping. And Terry didn't wake me up.
He woke you up.
Terry didn't.
I hope she brings some bacon home tomorrow for you. Hey, Vin, what do you think to advertise those two alternative phone numbers to dial into free conferencing on the conference call schedule? People have easier access to that in case.
Oh, that's a good idea. Did people have trouble tonight?
There was somebody who has it, and people actually, right.
There was a guy this morning when I saw his T-shirt. It said, no pain, no bacon.
Okay.
It said what?
No pain, no bacon.
No pain, no bacon.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
To me, no bacon is a big pain.
Well, if you don't go to work and go through some pain to get money, there is no money for bacon.
Aha! Uh-huh. Thank you.
Plus, that pig had to die for that bacon.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Terry.
Yeah?
You're much better at blonde jokes.
I know. I should go back to blonde jokes.
Hi, everyone. It's Susan from Toronto, Canada.
Hi, Susan.
Hi.
Hi, Susan.
Susan, have you been on our Wednesday call before?
I think once, because I kept forgetting it until I listened to the Sunday call. When I got through on that, I said, I have to remember this Wednesday call. So my husband said tonight, he's not home yet, but when he phoned me from the store he was at, he said, don't screw up your call tonight doing supper. Well, so I got the supper done a bit earlier. So that was good.
Yeah.
So this is my second time on the Wednesday call.
All right.
Well, we welcome you.
Thank you.
And thank you to all those people that are listening online through BBS Radio. Thank you for participating. And after this call, right after, so starting at 7 p.m. Pacific, we have our daily Whole Planet Healing call. You can find that's only available per phone conference call, not online. You can find the information on the website wholeplanethealing.com, and I can also give you the phone number right now if you have pen and paper ready. 712-770-4340, and the access code is 250-513-pound. 712-770-4340-250-513-pound. And that's a call that lasts usually. I shouldn't say usually. It's supposed to last about half an hour. But sometimes it goes into an hour.
Usually if it goes into an hour, everyone's really enjoying themselves.
Yeah, I was just going to say, when it goes into an hour, it's always worth it.
But it's never, ever a half hour.
No, it's
not even 15 minutes, which is what it says on the website.
Vin?
Yes?
You need to...
Get closer to the mic. Get further from the mic.
A donation site for a new microphone. because it's didn't you listen last time you played that replay that you listened to yourself? Wasn't it disturbing?
You know what? I'm just gonna. This microphone is disturbing, right?
It is, yes.
Okay.
The poor quality. We can hear you, but it's just so annoying. You know, the quality level is just so poor.
Hang on. Okay, this one's better?
Yes.
That does sound better.
I think okay. So. And it's particularly when you say the S's, when you where the other one is really failing with it, so...
Okay.
Yeah, I think this one's better.
I think so, too.
Well, this is the one I usually use. Hayes always complains about it, okay?
Say some simple sweet sugar.
Simple sweet sugar.
Not too bad.
Okay. Hey Brian, are you on this line?
I'm here.
You gotta rewrite your testimonial, okay?
Okay.
You know what you have to do? You don't have to. There were things in it that were usable. And you can do this. I want you to go deep into your own experience of it. And don't try to write it like you want other people to come to the call. Okay? Like you're promoting it. Go inside yourself and say what your experience is, okay?
So like, without the main heading was the only promotional. The two paragraphs were legit. I mean, that is my experience of it.
I think you can go deeper, right?
Again, no doubt. That was a surface-level scratch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The deeper you go, the more it'll reach somebody, okay?
Okay.
I'll give you an example. You know, I get on those calls. I started attending Winfrey's conference calls, and I thought he might be a wacko at first, but when I got on the call, I could feel this shift inside me. And by the end of the call, however I was when it started, I was in a better space. And every day it happened that way. And now I'm just in a better space all the time. Okay?
Can you repeat that so it can get on the recorder?
I don't think you want to record that.
No, I'm trying to tell Brian how to write a testimonial.
That's not what I'm going to write, because that's not how it happened. But the consistency with it.
But I mean, draw people in by making yourself vulnerable. You follow?
Okay.
In other words, don't people respond? You know, one of the things I learned, and I didn't know this, when we first started talking to the Elohim, I did not want to make myself vulnerable. I wanted to be in the background and just put all their stuff out, right? And I learned pretty quickly that unless I became vulnerable, nobody got it. I mean, they just didn't get it. You know, it was like... We're all afraid. I won't say all. Most of us are afraid to be vulnerable. And we're used to people kind of taking advantage of us, you know? If we're vulnerable, we might get hurt, right? And the truth is,
what you doing all the way over there?
Got it.
On this call anyway, in this work anyway, this may not be true in all of life, okay? But in this work, the more vulnerable you are, the more authentic you are, the more you reach people, and the more you allow yourself to be reached, you know? That's what I see.
Sure.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of like the first testimonial, the one that I read last night, she made herself very vulnerable. You could feel her vulnerability. And when I read what you wrote, that doesn't mean I couldn't take a sentence or two out of it, you know, or part of it out and make it work a little bit. But I kept thinking, Brian can do better. And now no one is going to write a testimonial now, okay? I just got a message.
What they don't understand is you know your audience with Brian, and Brian will work.
I promise not to do this with anyone else, okay? Okay.
Okay.
Right. That's why people I said, oh my God, I really blown it. You know, for some reason,
right?
I knew Brian would like me to do it, okay? he enjoys it. And he enjoys attention. And that if I did it with Brian, everyone else would get it as well, okay? Right? I mean, I'm amazed at how well vulnerability works. Because here I am in front of people all the time, right? I overslept. Uh-oh, I fell asleep on the call. And people, you know, one of the biggest fears I had, which did happen for a while, is that people were going to put me on a pedestal. And they did, okay? Huh? And they put Terry on a pedestal. Oh, my God, she was a saint. Let me touch her. you know, and it's like, who wants to be on a pedestal? Well, I won't say, some people want to be on a pedestal, right? But
the earth is a pedestal.
What is that?
I said the earth is a pedestal.
The earth is a pedestal? The earth is a pedophilia pedestal, if you're reading the papers lately. But
I haven't seen that one.
You don't read the right news, okay?
I don't read that garbage. And when I do, I have to make heads or tails of it.
Yeah. So in any case, Brian, thank you for letting me run you up the flagpole.
Well, thank you. Thank you for doing so.
All right. You know what? I said, how come I only got emails from my regulars, okay, today? I said, didn't I send an email out? And then I looked and checked, and I fell asleep while I was composing the email. So, in any case, let's get started.
All callers are muted and they can unmute themselves. This conference is being recorded.
This is June 6, 2018, Wednesday night, submitting question calls. you know, speaking about being like who you are, you know, one of the worst problems I had when we started doing these calls, Terry, you're not listening, are you?
I'm what?
Are you listening?
Yeah.
Don't listen, okay? One of the worst problems, you know, Terry is one of the most beautiful people in the world, and I am so lucky to have the experience of being around her. And, I mean, she's not conscious of who she is sometimes, most of the time. You know, she radiates this loving energy, but she takes it for granted, you know? But she can't remember where the mute button is on her phone. And I said, don't listen, all right? She can't remember where the mute button is. And we started doing these calls, and I said, Terry, and there'd be this long pause, Terry, and finally she'd come on and be unmuted. And then I'd show her where the mute button is, and we do the next call. Same thing would happen, okay? And
sometimes my fiat fingers hang up the call.
Yeah. Look, don't try to make excuses, okay? Probably
blame your fingers.
Yeah.
So I finally had to make a joke of unmuting her phone because, you know,
muted.
Every night it was like we're supposed to be professional. Here we go. People are there listening. And then people kept emailing us and say, we love how you are. So, you know, it's kind of like...
all callers are unmuted.
Every man's dodo, right? Or dodos between the two of us. So... And, you know, the interesting thing is, you know, I've gotten to know kind of different people. Now, I think Carla Ruckert was every man's dodo as well, you know? Or she would say, we're just another bozo on this bus. But then there's other people that want to create an image to be seen in a certain way.
All callers are muted and they can unmute themselves.
And they get really upset if anything fractures their image. So, I think the word is transparency. In any case, we're really late, but I didn't send the email out. Whenever I send an email out, I get a lot of new questions. So I'm going to go through all the oldies but goodies today. All right. You know, one of the things we never talk about, whenever I see Don Herman's questions, I think of this, okay?
He's got good questions.
Who asked you? Don't interrupt me. Didn't I tell? Huh?
Yeah. All right.
Now
I'll
we're being
myself.
All. No, don't care. Now we're being all in the family. No.
Yeah.
Don asked really good questions. He does, okay? But I'll tell this to everyone listening. You cannot figure it out how to be in the now logically. You cannot figure out enlightenment logically. And there's a mystery to it. And there's a mystery of letting go. And if I say there's a mystery of letting go, someone who's trying to do logic will say, well, how do I let go? You know?
Right.
What do I do to let go? you can't, ultimately, no matter how many questions you ask, there's no way to do it. It would be like standing on a diving board and looking down at this huge space between you and the water and having to jump. And you're standing on that board saying, should I jump? Why should I jump? You know? I don't want to jump. I'm afraid to jump. You know? What's the effect of hitting the water, and how will it feel on my face? You know? No, you just have to jump. And you jump into the now. You jump into the now. You don't intellectualize it. You jump. And you jump through your fear. And then you get there. In any case, let's get started here. And the first quick question, of course, is from John Herman. Okay? Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of light to surround and protect each person here. And any negativity be taken to the highest realms of light and transmuted for the highest good of all concerned. We see ourselves in the flow of energy radiating from the center of the universe, through the galaxies, through the Milky Way, through the solar system, through the outer energy fields of planet Earth, through our bodies, and into the center of the Earth. And right now, we invoke a group energy connection while maintaining the sovereign integrity of our souls. And we invite those sources that are positive, service to others, honoring the law of one, to join with us. We create a protected space that only the positive has access to. Anything not of that nature must leave now. Do we have our sources present?
Yes. We greet you in the love light of the one infinite creator. We find the channel in through the consciousness of Terry, and we stabilize ourselves. And we take a moment to set up our platform that we can bring through information. This is Ra'an. We are an aspect of the Ra group and an aspect of the Elohim, working together to assist where we can to bring answers and assistance for the highest good of all where we can in your realm. We are delighted to have each and every one of you with us, whether it is in the now or in a future reading of the work or listening to the call. Our attention is a little bit divided as we are looking at different things that are taking people's attention in the earth plane, like the situation in Hawaii and the people that need to leave that aren't leaving, is one, and other individual things where people are distressed. We send calming energy and for the peace of all countries, we also send calming energy, although there is
whole many of emotions going on in different areas of the world right now. We have a harmony and a peace in our realm, and we impart it into the attitude and the posture around your realm where it can take hold. Do you have questions?
Yes. First question is from me. Would you comment on my initial comment about having to jump into the nail and not think your way into it?
Now, when one is in the realm, the earth realm, it's sometimes hard to stay in or to find even. When one is, say, caught in a traumatic incident, it can modify the soul matrix, the energy body, and the energy is held even into the next lifetime in the soul matrix. So that when the individual has a matrix that has been malformed because of a trauma, she keeps his intention out of it and pulls energy back so that they do not experience the pain, and this can be transferred to the next lifetime, which then locks them in to the past life because of the malformation of the energy configuration, and automatically takes them back out of the now. So it is a little tricky to learn how to stay in the now, and it takes some practice in letting go. Observation, observing, is there are some pains or birthmarks that might come from the past or some withdrawal of energy where one is trying to avoid pain from the past, which keeps them in the past and keeps them out of the now and keeps them into the configuration of a pattern that is expressed over and over, lifetime after lifetime. So observation and letting go as best as possible when one finds some trauma from the past. Because letting it go then allows it to disappear forever from the soul matrix, and it is then not manifest as pain in the present. Otherwise, the pain goes on and on and on. Does that help?
Yes. Thank you very much. Next question. This is from Don Herman. Is there a usable relationship between DNA and being in the now?
Yes, because the DNA is always changing. Depending upon the circumstances the individual finds himself in, a person is not static, or they might consider themselves non-moving or non-changing. But they're always changing. The chakras are opening or closing depending upon the situation the individual finds themselves in, depending upon their diet, depending upon how much water they are drinking or hydration that they are lacking or hydration they are getting. There are blockages depending upon energy stoppages within the body, and this can create disease. So there's DNA in every molecule of the body, and it is like a blueprint. So the body tends to set and reset itself to, although there are circumstances that try to sway the blueprint, that's like the blueprint. It can be changed if they eat GMO food or they have GMO that is antagonistic to the GMO of their body and tends to try and fight for a takeover. So, compatible food with the body helps. Proper hydration helps so that there does not have to be compensation within the body. So, there's two things. Staying in the now, and we've covered some of the difficulties in doing that, is one of the things. The other thing is, when one is able to get vision from the highest viewpoint, one sees that there is the hologramic manufactured realities that a person sees as real and experiences as real, but are illusion in the long run. And when one can dispense with that illusion and realize that it is something that does not have to hang up their energies, they can let it pass on through, then they can be in the now and not hung up on past energies that then influence how they look at everything and how they act, and they can then have the DNA responding in a proper way to all of the stimulus that are going on in the hologramic illusion of the moment. We hope that helps.
Thank you. Does the DNA capture photons, and are photons a carrier of information?
Give us a minute. The question is, does the DNA capture photons? And
yeah,
what was the rest of it?
And is a photon a carrier of information?
We take a look at the basic structure. And the basic structure is due to the moving patterns soul matrix is made up in, that it is manufacturing protons, and it does carry information.
No, I didn't say, I did not say protons.
What did you say? Photons?
Photons.
Light units?
Yes.
Light units? Do they capture light units?
Yes.
The DNA?
Yes.
Give us a moment. DNA produces light units. It produces light.
It produces photons.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, let's leave that behind, okay, because there's more questions. Thank you. Rich Buckley has been asking this for a couple months now.
Yeah.
The ozone hole is growing, and our scientists don't know why. Where should we look to find the major reason why the ozone hole is growing?
We are laughing because they are having experiments with antennas, like HARP, which produce in the sky thousands of degrees of heat and burn up ozone, and they are manipulating the upper layers and boiling them. And using this to, at their will, to create storms or to eliminate storms or to create change of weather patterns or to dispel rain and make drought, or to make it rain. And they are like a person making clay models without knowing all the ramifications of what they're doing, because everything they're doing has ramifications.
How does that all connect with the ozone hole?
One of the things it does is they create intense heat in the what you call stratosphere. It burns off the ozone.
Okay.
Then they are leaving voids that become holes in the ozone layer.
Okay. So it's really from HARP.
HARP, even from different countries.
Yeah.
That yes.
Okay, thank you. Let's see here. Okay, this is from Prudence. I have been noticing for some time a strange phenomena in the setting sun sky. Around sunset, there is a color stripe of the hues of the spectrum or rainbow to the south of the setting sun. The colors are mostly red, orange, and very yellow.
although you can make out the deeper colors if you focus. Also, at the exact distance from the sun, in the northern sky, is the same thing. It looks like the sun is in the middle of this. It was very noticeable a few days ago. Is there? Can you explain this phenomena? Thank you.
Thank you. Give us a moment. Let us understand this. She is saying that there are, is she saying there are, like, the appearance of two suns?
No.
No.
She's saying, if I understand it, there's a color stripe to the south of the setting sun. South. She is in Ashland. Ashland? I think so. And I guess I don't think she means below the sun. She means the south in the sky. It sounds like a sink. Yeah. So the colors are orange and red and yellow. And also at the exact distance from the sun in the northern sky, the same thing. So kind of like
in the northern sky, in the northern night sky?
I don't think it's I don't think she says the night sky here.
Oh. It's at like the same time?
Same time, yeah. That's what it seems
to the,
like.
To the south and to the north of the sun, there are rainbow patterns?
Right. Yeah.
Okay.
It's not a complete rainbow.
Yes. Thank you for clarifying that. That is a refraction pattern that is coming through the layers of the particles in the sky. It is a refraction pattern which would indicate by the colors what are the materials, little particles in the sky that would so refract the light of the setting sun. Thank you.
Thank you. This is a question. We've had for the past few years people asking about Nibiru, and is it going to cause damage? And I was reading, and apparently this is true, that Nibiru is coming to its closest connection to the Earth in the month of June. Is there any significance? Is that true? And is there any significance to it?
Thank you. Nibiru is an interdimensional planet that does have an influence on the Earth plane. It is true there is a Nibiru, and that it does orbit that some do the solar system that sometimes bring it close to or closer to Earth and sometimes takes it away. Sometimes it gets very cold for Nibiru as it is at the furthest point away from the sun. We try to sort out here what has been told and thought from what is the actual truth of the situation, the material truth. There are some times when Nibiru goes closer, that it does create patterns of destruction. It is based upon, there are words Jerry does not know, apathy, and it comes close. It can be measured by an increase in the tidal tides, and the tides do respond. We do not see it creating great destruction as it passes. However, there may be man-made things that are attempted to be done that can be blamed upon that, which are not the cause of it. We work to disable some of the things that are attempting geologically to be done to create havoc. So in summary, there is the planet Nibiru, and it will pass close. However, it might have some effect upon the tides. However, it might also have some effect upon the connectiveness of the people. Maybe making some of them to release their hidden emotions, much as a full moon sometimes does this, and an increase in erratic behavior in some humans. But we do not see any long, big-term disaster.
Are there Anunnaki living on Nibiru?
There is a skeleton crew.
Mm-hmm. Okay. They don't do anything special, though, when it's coming near Earth, right?
Sometimes they do and sometimes they don't. We do not see this.
Okay, thank you. Thank you so much. It's 6:57. We have to go over to Whole Planet Healing. And thanks to all of you who asked questions. And
all callers are unmuted.
We are
thank
unmuted.
Thank you, Seattle.
Thank you, Cecil. We love you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're like a rock of Gibraltar.
Well, so are you. And you are very much loved, too, by all of us.
Thank you.
Becky went.
Happy trails.
Your conference recording has stopped.
What's left for you all? It's Hope Planet Healing.
Thanks.
Goodbye.